But joining us right now, he's the head coach and general manager of the DC Defenders of the XFL, Pep Hamilton, as the Defenders getting ready for game two this weekend. They host the New York Guardians, and coach joining us now on the Hadid Rug Cleaning Hotline. Coach, thanks for joining us here in Richmond.
Thanks for having me. We're excited to get back out on the field this weekend against the New York Guardians Saturday at 2 p.m. We would love for some folks to come up from Richmond, Virginia, to enjoy Audi Field with the Defenders.
Well, people came out last week, and Coach, talk about first impressions. One of the first things, as everything's just settling in, I thought it was a great debut, not only because of what you saw on the field, but it almost felt like an instant vibe between team and town, and it almost felt like there was an instant connection between you and the fans that were there at Audi Field.
Yeah, it was great to feel the energy that we had at the stadium last Saturday, and I think it all started with a fan event, meet and greet event we had a couple weeks prior, and our players were super excited to see how many folks showed up for that event. So we want to keep it going. We're going to try and do our part and just work our tails off to make sure that we're ready on game day to go out and win for our fans.
As far as on the field, as a coach, you plan, you prep, but compared to the amount of time that, you know, in college years in the NFL and your preseason, your offseason, compared to that, with this, with the XFL, did you have an idea of what to expect last week, or in a way, was it a pleasant surprise?
No, not at all. I think that was the biggest challenge going into the game. It's just there were so many unknowns with regards to how some of our guys would respond to the actual game environment. But I think the toughest task for us was trying to prepare for a ghost opponent. And what I mean when I say that is we didn't have a lot of evidence of how their defense and or their offense would come out and play against our team. And it was easier to find film on Jim Zorn and the things that he had done in the past, considering he was the former coach of the Redskins. And it's the same for Kevin Gilbride. You know, it's easy for us to find film on the offensive head coaches that's been around for quite some time. But it's a tougher task to find just evidence of how their defenses are going to play. And so early in the game, it was more of a filling out process, but it was good to see our guys get calibrated and see our coaches make the adjustments that gave us a chance to go out and really do a better job in the second half of scoring points.
What impressed you the most, Coach?
I think the one thing that impressed me was our defense and the way they took the ball away and the fact that we didn't turn the ball over on offense. Not to say that we don't have a lot to work on, because we do. We didn't run the ball as well as I would have liked, and we got to be able to run the football to finish people off at winning time. But taking the ball away and not turning the ball over typically leads to a W in the win column.
He is Coach Pep Hamilton of the DC Defenders, joining us here on the Fan, Sports Radio 910 and 105.1 FM here in Richmond. You coach in college, you coach in the NFL. We're about the same age, and we remember the first version of the XFL. What was appealing to you about the XFL, and did you have any hesitations when you first heard about the opening because you knew of the first version of the XFL?
Well, I think for me, it started with my prior relationship with our commissioner, Oliver Luck. I've known Oliver for quite some time. I coached his son at Stanford, and I also coached his son, Andrew, at the Colts. And so just knowing Oliver's reputation and all the respect and credibility that Oliver has with me and my family, when he approached me about the opportunity, I knew he wouldn't be a part of something that wasn't plausible. So that's where it all started for me. And then, just to have an opportunity to really be a part of I guess you would call it a startup, you know. The second iteration of the XFL is a lot different than the first. I do remember He Hate Me and all the shenanigans that were going on in the first version of the XFL. Well, it's different now. You know, I think when you look at the coaches across the league, you have guys that, you know, that are really established coaches that bring a certain credibility to the coaching side of the XFL as well. So for me, it was just a great opportunity to be a general manager and of course, coach ball, which is something I enjoy doing. And I'm like a sport fisherman at this point. I just want to win. I just want to win and get the big fish in the boat.
You got a quarterback, Cardale Jones. And that was one of the first eye-catching things. If you flipped on last week, you're like, wait a minute, I remember that guy from Ohio State. Had you known Cardell before he joined you in D.C.?
Well, I knew him as a – well, I was a fan of what he accomplished when he was in college, and his storyline was unique with regards to the guy never really being the starter. And when he was given an opportunity, not only did he win, he won big. And the talent is undeniable. 6'5", 250 pounds, cannon of an arm, nicknamed 12 gauge for a reason. And he's tough to bring down. And so to have an opportunity to acquire Cardell early on in the process was a home run for our franchise. And so I really enjoyed just getting to know him in time and trying to help him to realize his full potential as a player, because he's in our league because he needs film. And I think, if he continues to prepare and play the way that we saw week one, ultimately he'll win the XFL, and we'll see what happens after that for Cardell.
Well, and you know this better than anybody because you work with quarterbacks, and that was your forte, and you mentioned Andrew Luck. And I get it, this is opportunities for so many different players, and there's different positions out there, but there's only one quarterback on the field, and there's only one quarterback taking snaps, and there's not exactly a lot of reps out there, period. There's not a lot of reps in the NFL. There's not a lot of reps in college, and this is an opportunity for a guy who Cardell was in a camp, he was with a team, and I guess it applies to everybody, but you and I both know it's different when it comes to the quarterback.
Yeah, not only is it different for the quarterback, though, I do agree with you about the quarterback. It's just for some young players, you go to an NFL camp and you break a big, you have a untimely injury of sorts, and you end up in a situation to where you never truly got a shot, okay? And by the time you get another opportunity to follow in all season by signing an NFL futures contract, are you way at the back of the line? Though there's nothing more valuable than the film that you're able to accrue once you get out of college, just showing that, hey, I'm still playing football. All the things that you said I couldn't do, maybe I came out of school early, or maybe I had an injury later on in my college career. I'm here now, and I'm making plays, and I'm showing everybody that I can do exactly what I know I can do, and that's play football at a high level.
D.C. Defenders taking on the New York Guardians this weekend. You can check it out and get up to Audi Field. It's one of their home games this year, part of their now four games remaining at home. Coach Hamilton, I'll let you run on this one since you're a football guy. Which one did you find more appealing, the new kickoff rule or the extra points?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, the extra points are tough.
That's some strategy right there.
Hey, it is tough. It's tough, but it's exciting nevertheless. I think it's fun to have an opportunity to always get back in the game. So, that's exciting. That's exciting for our league. More importantly, that's exciting for the fans. All right, from a player safety standpoint, the new kickoff rule, without a doubt, is revolutionary. And it's still exciting. Everyone enjoys. I was at the Bears with Devin Hester. And, anytime we had the punt return team on the field or kickoff return team on the field, I wasn't going back to look at my call sheet or pictures from the previous drive. I was standing on the sideline waiting to see if Devin would return one for a touchdown. So I know how exciting that part of the game is, I'll finish with this, guys. Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m., Audi Field. It's like reality football, all right? You're close to the field. The place is electric. We got the 12-pack. That's what we call our fans that sit down in the east end of the stadium in the Heineken Zone. It's exciting, and it's fan-friendly, and it's economical. So come out and support us.
Go to XFL.com, click on the D.C. Defenders, and they got all of the ticket information. Coach Hamilton, let's do it again soon. Congratulations on week one, and we look forward to week two.
Thank you, guys.